"Stay, Coco." Grace held her hand up and waited for Coco to sit at the edge of the frozen lake. "Good boy. We're just here and won't be long." Mamie led the way onto the ice, and Grace and Ellie followed like three little ducks in a row. Their skates glided smoothly along the edge, and gradually, as they gained confidence, they moved further into the centre. They weaved in and out of the few skaters, braving the weather, and did twirls and big figures of eight. "I think it's starting to snow," Grace called to the others. She poked her tongue out to catch the first of the falling flakes. "Over here, Ellie, catch up." Ellie leaned into the wind and put some speed into her strides. And that was when she heard it. Strange popping sounds. "What was that?" she called to the others as she slowed her speed. Grace dug the front of her skates in and came to a stop. As she turned to look at Ellie, everything seemed to go in slow motion. The crowd in the big tent cheered. The ice beneath Ellie's skates cracked and rippled out in all directions, and Ellie disappeared beneath the ice. "She can't swim!" Grace screamed into the wind. Mamie began to skate towards the gaping hole in the ice. "No, Mamie, stop!" She was faintly aware of Coco barking at them from the edge of the lake. "Don't move, you might cause more ice to break." The blood was rushing through her veins so fast it hurt her head. She looked around for something, anything to use, but she could see nothing. Grace carefully lowered her body down onto the ice and began to slide herself towards the hole, arm after arm. Still no sight of her head, she thought. "Please, Ellie, pop up. Grab the sides of the hole. Come on, pop up." Inch by inch, she pulled herself forward, sweat trickling down her back despite the freezing temperature. It was so slow going, it felt like a lifetime passing. Just as she reached the edge, Ellie's head broke the surface. Her arms flailed around like windmills trying to grab whatever they could, and more ice broke off from around the hole. She coughed up pools of water and then slid under again. Grace moved fast and managed to get hold of her hand before it disappeared into the darkness. "Ellie," she shouted, "I've got you." Grace pulled with all her might, trying to keep Ellie's head above water. "Grab my feet and pull, Mamie," she called. "I'm sliding in." She glanced towards Coco, who was still barking, and saw Beatrix and a tall, thin man rushing to the edge of the lake where Coco sat. "More help is on the way. Hang on, Ellie." The man called out from the edge of the lake. "We'll get her. Hold tight." He found a low-hanging branch on a nearby tree, grabbed it, then pulled and swung with all his might until it snapped off. Ellie's gloved hand began to slip through Grace's fingers. "Ellie, I'm going to count. I'm not going to let go of your hand. I will grab onto your wrist on my count, okay? 1, 2, 3. Ellie dipped, swung, and swallowed more water as Grace's hands moved with lightning speed to grip one wrist and then another. "Got you, good. Now pull harder, Mamie." Grace took deep breaths and tried to control the panic clutching at her heart. She felt the tug of her legs and she pulled with every bit of strength in her. The muscles in her arms burned as they lifted from the ice, pulling Ellie with them. Grace felt the popping underneath her body before she heard the deadly sound of ice cracking. "No," she cried. As the ice beneath her arms and shoulders gave way, her grip on Ellie loosened and she slid into the water head first.